Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, freshly into this new year, we're ready to get going, jump out there in the world and see what's happened, get you guys invested, and make sure that 2018 is your most financially successful year of your life. 2017 was a just blowout year for most of us here at Lifestyles, and we're hoping 2018 we can bring you along, and the same can happen for you. With me here today to discuss topics we want to cover is Kim McLean, who is the multifamily mentor for the Central Texas area. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Happy New Year, Dale. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we had 2018, we had a giant comeback in Houston from, you know, a lull that we had. It came back. Rents started going back up again. Prices definitely up again. Everything seems to be rocking and rolling. Dallas never slowed up, but Central Texas had taken a slight dive last year for a while, and we want to find out where it's at now. Can you take us through that ride?
Yeah, it got a little sluggish at the beginning of the year, but for us in Lifestyles, that's the kind of thing we look forward to because we get better prices when we buy properties, and we had a banner year. We had somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 properties that were bought by our members in the Central Texas office. And so, it was an awesome year. Lots of properties changing hands. Thought it might be fun to have a couple of those members that purchased properties come on the show and talk to us.
That's always fun. We always like to hear what people are doing. Do you have someone specific in mind you're going to bring on?
Yeah, in this first segment, as I've been taught as a young man, that ladies go first. So we have Pam that's going to be on, and Pam purchased a property this year, and I believe, are you on the line now, Pam?
I'm here.
Oh, great, great. Yeah, I believe Pam already had owned a property before on her own, but tell us a little bit about where you are and what you've been doing.
Sure. Well, my first property was a 12-unit that I purchased in 2016 while I still had a job, and then I graduated to a bigger property in 2017. It's a 75-unit apartment complex on the south side of San Antonio, and it's now my full-time job. Oh,
wow.
I said the J-O-B word. I didn't mean to say that.
How much experience did you have in apartments before you bought the 12-unit?
I had no experience in apartments, but I did have single-family experience.
Okay. Do those two relate very well?
You know, a little bit. They helped me on the construction side, but multifamily was it has a different set of rules associated with it.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. And so where did you get the courage to go out and jump from a 12-unit to a 75-unit?
Well, I had a lot of support from Lifestyles, and it's a very encouraging atmosphere. So while I had the 12-unit, of course, I had the security of a full-time job as well, and Lifestyles, you know, they encouraged me to go bigger and better, and I came across a great opportunity, and at the same time, I was getting laid off because I had no control over that side. So now I have two properties, I have full control over everything, and Lifestyles is with me every step of the way. I still have questions, and they're there for me.
So, Pam, what did you see as the difference, the major differences between doing the single family and the multifamily? To share with the audience some of the learning curve.
Well, initially, it's a lot more money. So I make a lot more with the multifamily side of it. So the single family, I calculated that in order, if I ever lost my job, in order to float myself, to give myself a good income, I'd have to have 25 single family properties. And that was just going to take me way too long. So that's why I jumped to multifamily. And it's different because the value of the property isn't really based on what your neighbor paid for the house. It's what you put into it and how much money you earn. So you have a lot more control of that.
So are your properties close together?
They're about 6 miles apart.
Well, it's very convenient. You manage one from the other?
I'm sorry?
Do you manage the small one from the larger one?
The larger one has its own staff, and the smaller one is standalone. So they're two separate.
Have you thought about using the manager from one to run both of them?
I have. We're about 6 months into owning the 75 unit, and I'm thinking about doing a little bit of vertical integration just to save some money and be more efficient.
Yeah, that's what I did with all my small ones. I linked them together, and then I could get economics of scale on the management side of it. So when you got into these properties, were they yield plays or value plays, Pam?
The small one was a value play, and that just required a lot of renovation and TLC. And the large one was a yield play. It was actually previously owned by other lifestyle members who did most of the heavy lifting, and now it's just running the place daily. No heavy lifting.
That's good. So what kind of education did you work on before you got out there and bought these properties? Did you take any of the classes and the training?
Oh, I took all the classes and the training. So I met with the mentors. They assessed where I was in the process, both financially and knowledge-based. They recommended the classes that I should take online through Lifestyle. Then, of course, I completed all the core classes for leads, and I found them to be very helpful.
So this property here, you've just closed on this thing. I find it very interesting how, and the serendipity of the fact that so many members get fired a week after they decide to buy their last property. I don't know what it is. It happened to John Ridgway. It happened to everybody. You know, it's just like, you know, the world's taking you someplace different. How did you feel when they let you go at your job? Did it just scare you, or you knew?
Well,
it was,
you know,
be okay?
Mike, that situation was a little different because I knew it was coming, and I actually got laid off because we were taken over by a much bigger company who had all their own personnel. So I saw that coming a few months in advance, but it's a little strange from going from 9 to 5 to all of a sudden being your own boss, but it did take about, 5 minutes to get used to.
I wish I could tell you how many emails that I've gotten from members that say, yay, I got laid off, all right, and they're celebrating. I mean,
oh, I did feel that way too. It's nice to have control of my own future. I don't work for anybody. I work for me.
That's awesome.
All
and
so
then
much
I believe you just passed the LEED certification too, right, Pam?
I did.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. So what about when you took over this 75-unit property, how were you able to find the contractors, the people you needed to work on your ACs, work on your electrical and plumbing and so forth?
Well, I had a little team that I already had put together from my 12-unit, my tried and true personnel. So they were very helpful. And if I ever needed anybody, that I know I could go to the Lifestyles vendor list. And what's really nice about that is that I can read all the comments from other members who have tried, you know, use these different vendors and see what their experience is. And because it's such a community, I can actually talk to these members personally if I want to. And I don't really have to take such a risk on new people.
Yeah, that's awesome. One of the things I've also realized about the vendor program is that we all know each other, and if a vendor mistreats one of our members, word spreads, and they're missing out suddenly on a lot of work. And so, that group mentality that really helps out, it really persuades the vendors to do right and by the members that hire them.
Exactly. It takes a lot of the risk out of it from my perspective.
Well, Pam, we appreciate you coming on here. We're going to have to go to a break here. Thank you for showing up and sharing your story with us, and I look forward to hearing the end of the story where the property has made you a ton of money. Thank you again.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Kim, we're going to go to a break right now. Our number here is 877-711-5211 if you'd like to call in and ask questions. Otherwise, we'll take a short break. Be right back with Kim McLean and the Del Walmsley Rain Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're taking a stroll through Central Texas multifamily real estate investment. With us here to take us on that tour is Mr. Kim McLean, the multifamily mentor in the Central Texas area. Kim, welcome back to the show. Who do we want to talk to next?
Okay, Dale. Luai is on the line, I believe, and he just purchased, I believe, his second property this year. So, Luai, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Kim. Hi, Dale.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Tell us a little bit about your purchase this year and what led you up to that.
Yeah, so 2017 has been a great milestone for my family. We started with Lifestyles in 2013, and we purchased our first multifamily deal. It was a 16-unit in late 2015. And in 2017, we decided that it was the time to move up and go bigger. And we purchased a 68-unit apartment complex. The purchase was concluded or closed in mid-November.
So what gave you the courage to jump from a 13 or 14 unit to a 60-some-odd unit? I mean, that's a big leap.
Yeah, it is. And it is the mindset that Lifestyles instills in its members. I mean, when I joined, I thought that I was just going to buy a couple of houses, and that was the aspiration. But you get in there, and the lifestyle mentality, the members, the mentors, they instill in you that no, you have to aspire for more, and that they introduce you to the multifamily side of the equation, and your mind gets blown, and you get inspired, and that really what alleviated our goals into going into multifamily and seek financial freedom for us and our family.
Now, Luai, is it just the Lifestyles employees, mentors, so forth, just telling you these things? I mean, how could you believe what they were saying if they're just telling you that? Is that
right.
All it was to
so, One thing that members see with Lifestyles that they don't see with a lot of other groups out there is that the member base, they believe in what they're being taught. And there are very good examples of people that became successful and they own thousands of units, and they're not shy to come and talk and open their books with the members and share their experiences. And this has been a great eye-opener for us because we're seeing, you know, as you say, real people with real results out there. And that's very important for somebody who is skeptical to come in and see real people doing it. And it's very inspiring as well.
Luai, this is Del. Did you keep the 16 unit when you moved up to the 68?
Yes, I did. So a part of what happened this year is that we actually refinanced that 16 unit, So we went into a non-recourse loan, something that we learned in lifestyle. And so we did the refinance, we did the purchase, and we're thinking about keeping the 16 units for a couple more years and maybe put it in the market next.
Are they close together or are they far apart?
No, I live in Austin, so the 16 unit is actually in Austin. The 68 unit is in San Antonio.
And who do you have operating the two properties?
Myself and my wife, we operate the 16 unit. And the 68 unit, we have staff. We have a maintenance man and we have a property manager who are on site.
And do you find that it's pretty easy to manage when you have a full-time manager and maintenance man compared to your 16 unit?
Oh, absolutely. So the day-to-day operation, dealing with the tenants, writing the leases, answering maintenance calls, and what else is up there? There are a lot of daily operations, just tenants asking questions and having to answer the phone constantly. That's out of the equation now. If my property manager gets confused about something or they want some tip or we just have to deal with educating them, making sure that they are doing a good job. So we are their point of contact, but you don't have 68 tenants calling your phone every single day when they have a problem. That by itself is a huge time saver.
Yeah, I noticed that. The first one I noticed, it was really, I didn't have to do anything at all, hardly at all, except watch the accounting, was my first 64 unit. It was also the first property I ever made $1 million on one transaction. In other words, that one property refinanced out over $1 million within a year or two. And then I bought a 68 across the street, and I ran the two together as 132, and I ran with one manager and two maintenance guys. Had a maintenance guy for each property, only needed one manager. For the two of them, and man, that was the most profitable thing I've ever run. Those things were rocking and rolling. So I love the 60 unit, 64, 68, you know, those are the rock solid investments. I think you're going to be very happy with those. In fact, I kept those two for 15 years. I was so happy with them. It's just a perfect size for a family. I mean, making enough money, really, should be able to retire with that at some point if they keep improving like mine did. What's next for
right,
you now?
Yeah, and that was our goal when we started looking, is maybe finding something in Austin close by and managing the two together, and that way I can remove myself more. But the deal that came in San Antonio was attractive enough where the numbers made sense, and the 16 units was a valuable play that we turned around. And it's fully occupied right now, and it's running pretty smoothly, and I know what contractors to call when there's a problem and so forth. So it's gotten easier over a couple of years, which when I was weighing the options, I decided that managing the 16 unit is not going to be a big hindrance for me going to the 68.
Now, Kim, we only have a minute left here. And solve this question for me. I had properties from Fort Bend all the way out to Federal Road, all the way across town. I had them all the way from Conroe to Galveston. In my mind, and remembering the drive from San Antonio to Austin, I don't think it's any further from San Antonio to Austin than it is from Galveston to Conroe, is it?
No, the distance is about the same. Of course, traffic's a little bit different, but yeah, it's about the same.
Yeah, so it's really not that far away. It's more than an hour at the most, or maybe an hour and a half, and depends on what time of day you go, I'm sure. But the one thing about us is that we don't have a job, so we go when we want to go. Lou, thank you for coming on the show, man. Appreciate you, and look forward to hearing more of your successes.
Thank you. It's an honor to be on the show. Thank you so much.
All right, Kim, looks like we're going to hit a break here. Our number here is 877-711-5211. If you'd like to call in and ask our guest or Kim a question, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back with Kim McLean and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listen. listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Wamsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Here with me today is Kim McLean, a multifamily mentor out of the Central Texas office. And what we're discussing today is a few of the 2017 stories that occurred in the Central Texas area. And Kim has a few people he's been bringing on that were some of his mentees and students. And Kim, do you have someone set up for the third segment here?
Yes, Dale. Yeah, in the last segment, we were talking about Luai owned a property in Austin and in San Antonio, and he was able to manage both of those. Zach is a unique story in that he worked in the oil field, and they move him around a lot, and so he just bought properties wherever he happened to live at the time. And so he's on here to tell his story. Welcome to the show, Zach.
Hi, guys. Yeah, so I started off the year knowing that I was under contract for a 50-unit apartment complex in Slidell, Louisiana. And we had everything set up, property management, everything. And the day of closing, I went and signed the paperwork, deposited the money, and then I got in my truck and drove to San Antonio and left my wife in Louisiana to take care of, to take over. So, yeah, so we started with that one, beginning of the year, got that 50 unit. And then we still had a couple of Fannie Mae's left to buy. So when I was over at the Masters Tour, one of the single family guys said, I know you still have an itch for these nice little houses, but yeah. So I went ahead and bought two that weekend. And then I got transferred, well, since I was over in San Antonio, I got to know the people over here well, and I was itching to find a lead deal so I could start instead of my first one was an IRO. So this one I wanted to start the lead investor process with Lifestyle. And I started networking hard here in San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, even back in Houston. And I looked for one. In Port Lavaca. It ended up not working out. But a couple months later, one of the realtors in San Antonio said, hey, I've got this one up here in Universal City. I think you could take it down. And the day before Thanksgiving, I took down a 43 unit. So here I'm actually at the place right now, just kind of doing some stuff with some of the contractors. And so with between that and the houses, I made 100 doors this year. So,
wow. Congratulations, Zach. That's outstanding. So you just moved to San Antonio back earlier part of this year. What gave you the confidence to go out and buy an apartment complex? I mean, you don't know the markets. You don't know, you know, the people around there. What helped you with that process?
Oh, just, you know, mentorship at LU. Like, I mean, I used the mentors. I used JB to help me get the one in Louisiana. And then you and Doug, you know, I've networked with you all and Curtis there in Houston. And I knew that, I mean, it's, you know, the real estate's easy. You know, the people are difficult. Pretty much is the same thing. You know, it's a building with lots of people in it, and you just got to conform to each of the local regulations and to make sure that the market's right. You do market surveys with, you go back with your realtors back and forth, the mentors, and make sure you, before you put money down hard, and it's not that difficult to buy it once you have the right training and the right people around you. So, yeah, and also this, like, you know, the long, all the training that LU offered through, like, in the LEED certification program, I actually got it done really quickly because I'd taken all the classes throughout the last couple of years, and I gobbled that stuff down, and it was, you know, so once I go to realtors and, or I should say, brokers, I can talk their lingo. I know what to say. They see that, like, especially if you buy one and then you buy another one, you see that you're a confident buyer. And it's not so bad, you know. It's just a process, and you just keep repeating it. And it gets a little less exciting each time, but, you know, it's getting paid each month by the tenants, it never gets old. So,
yeah, that's something that I realized, that after you've bought a couple of properties and you know what you're talking about, the brokers start bringing you more deals. It's easier to raise money. The experience you get from actually doing it pays dividends on every subsequent property after that.
Yep.
So, Zach, as you're telling your story, you left curious minds out here wondering. You said that you left your wife in Louisiana and came to San Antonio. Did you ever go back and get her?
Oh, yeah. About a month later, she came back once we got the whole moving van and everything right. But, yeah. So
it sounded like a Rodney Dangerfield joke. I took my wife to the beach, and she found her way home.
Not so much. She's
more aggressive back.
One.
She was pregnant. He had to bring her back.
Is this your full time gig now, Zach?
No, it's not. It's her full time gig. Okay. So I'm dad and I got that W-2 on the side, so I've taken some time off during this acquisition, but I still haven't quit yet. I'm gonna get there, but it's everything's a little slow process. I don't know. It's a hard thing to kick. Like, you know, my dad grew up in a union family and stuff, and like he works and. From 18 to 55, never missed a day, just about. And it's just like, I don't want to quit just yet. Just kind of failing. But it's going to come. It'll probably happen next year or the year after. So, or you guys will just tell me, please stop. So,
well, I can tell you one thing, Zach. If you buy another property, I'm going to make you quit your job.
Yeah, I know. So... Yeah. Yep.
So, give me the other question.
How
is that?
What's that?
Go ahead, Kim.
Oh, I was going to say, how is it running these properties in markets that you're not familiar with? Have you been able to find vendors and so forth from other members, lifestyles? I mean, how's that worked out?
Yeah, the networking, especially in the San Antonio one. The networking has been invaluable. It's been like I call up one lead. He's got a vendor for flooring. I call up another lead. He's got the right payroll program. Another guy is telling me about you know, who he uses for ACs. And, that makes it so much easier instead of just, like, you know, going out there and staking your claim and hoping nothing blows up on you. Yeah, that was much more comfortable, like, especially on the second one. I was much more vocal, hey, you know, calling people. And I get almost as much help from the leads as I do from the mentors, or if not more sometimes, because, like, now it's like they call me up, hey, do you want to do a property tour with me, vice versa. And then we talk about trends and stuff like that. So, yeah, the networking is, like, is one of the best things that we've got by far. So, yep.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things that I realized pretty early on, is the networking with like-minded individuals is huge. We formed a little group in Houston a number of years ago where we talk about, different things about running a property and sharing ideas and sharing vendors and stuff. And it's just invaluable.
Well, Zach, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and look forward to hearing your future accomplishments, including maybe even get enough money coming in that you don't want to work anymore, even though you are a union guy. All right, well, Kim, we're going to go to break now. Our number is 877-711-5211. We'll be right back with Kim McLean, the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow, for the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you'd lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. This is the last segment, so if you want to call in, you need to get in during this segment, 877-711-5211. With us here today is Kim McLean. We've been discussing some of the results and meeting some of the investors out of the Central Texas area. Kim is a multifamily lead investor, multifamily mentor in the Central Texas area. So, Kim, in this last segment here, do we have another person coming on?
Yeah, we do, Dale. In the last segment, we talked to Zach, who has purchased 100 doors, yet has continued with his W-2 income job and allowed his wife to run the property. This next guest of ours, Bob, has retired and is in the process of using real estate to retire his daughter and son-in-law. So, Bob, welcome to the show.
Hello, Kim. Thank you for having me on the show.
Glad to have you. Tell us a little bit about your experiences and lifestyles in real estate.
Yeah, well, picking up on where you left off there, back in 2013, I was working in corporate America, and we were looking at retiring in the near future, but it was really scary because we had. Of course, we had scrimped and saved our entire life, and we had a nice sum of money, but the thought of all of a sudden starting to draw from that amount of money and spending it, the big fear was that we would run out of money before we died. So one day we were listening to the radio, and we heard Dell on the radio, and we decided to come to one of his case studies, and I guess you could say the rest is history. We joined Lifestyles, and now we're supplementing our retirement very well and living the life we've always wanted to live.
Okay, so what do you own right now, and when did you purchase this? I thought you had purchased your last property last year, but it was actually in 2016, right?
Yeah, we right now we own 182 units in Austin, Texas. It's an apartment complex. Previous to that, we had owned a 53-unit apartment complex in San Antonio, but we sold that just last year after 2 3/4 years. And we now own 182 units in Austin, and we're looking for another property to buy somewhere in Central Texas as well. We are also invested. The way we retired was we invested in passive deals. So we were simply passive investors in other properties that other lifestyle members had bought. And basically, after about 13 months of membership in lifestyles, we were able to retire ourselves on passive income.
So, Bob, how many different deals was that that got you to retirement?
Well, it took me 4 deals to get to retirement, and then since then, we have also invested in another 4 passive investment deals, as well as the 2 lead properties that we own.
Tell us about the legacy. I heard somewhere in that conversation that you're now bringing your children into this. Tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, so you know, of course, my daughter and son-in-law started to see what we were doing and became very interested in it. So they joined Lifestyles probably about 2 years ago. They started investing in passive deals and, of course, started working. I mean, they invested in our deal. So in our last property, she is the operations lead. She is acting as the operations lead. So she manages the property management team at the property, and I am the lead investor, of course, for the property. And you know, she's we basically partner with her in our property management company, and you know, they're looking forward to purchasing their own properties in the future.
So she does all the work.
That's the retirement plan. I like that. Everybody in Lifestyles tries to bring their kids in to take over the operation so that they can completely, you know, well, one, create the legacy. You don't want to build something like a nice company. You don't like to lose it, especially when you have children there that can inherit it. So that's a good thing for it. Bob, how old are you now? Just out of curiosity.
I am 68 years old right now.
68 years young and still building your wealth. Boy, that's amazing.
Still building, yes. And people ask me, well, what you're doing, you know, I was just asked the other day, well, it sounds like you're working, Bob. And I said, well, it's really not working. It's really simply having a purpose in life. And there's nothing better than helping other people. And that's exactly what we're doing. We have 182 families that we help. We also have employees that we're helping. And it's really, it's a very satisfying thing. It's something I never anticipated doing in retirement, but I get a lot of pleasure out of it and a lot of fulfillment.
Yeah, there's really, for most people, there's no such thing as retirement. I mean, you can only go fishing so many times and golfing so many times. So really, it's repurposing, right? You repurpose your life, go and do something
exactly.
You really want to do.
Exactly.
Bob, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it. And good luck with your future for yourself and your children. And Kim, thanks for bringing everybody on today. It's been a good show. Had a lot of interesting people come on. So your highlight here for the next 30 seconds is Central Texas is going to do how well next year?
We're on fire. It's just doing awesome. You know, before long, Austin and San Antonio are going to grow together. So all those little markets in between are just on fire.
All right, sir. Well, thanks for coming on today. And the rest of you out there, remember this. We're not doing this just for some money. We're doing it for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.